So you graduated from college, I mean high school, and you left high school when you were 18.
Went to Tallahassee, which was the happiest time of my life. As a matter of fact, my mother and I went there in the summer. She said to me one day, "You know, I always wanted to go to college." And I said, "Well, why don't we go up for summer school?" Oh. So we did. We didn't even room together. We didn't take any courses together. We didn't do anything together. Except, I think maybe we ate in the dining room together. I'm not certain.
She took a course, some courses, and you took courses.
Mm-hmm.
She just did it as a kind of...
Oh, she'd never been in college. She was like Fran. Fran wanted to have a college education.
And eventually did it.
But my mother never got to finish.
Right.
But she got to be good friends with her professors. She liked them.
So this was a summer school while you were at Tallahassee or before summer before you went?
See, I became a freshman, but of course I became a freshman then in 31.
Yeah.
I went there in June of 31, and then in September of 31 I started, supposedly, but I already had 9 units.
The ones you took with your mother?
Mm-hmm.
And she just did that one summer?
Yeah.
So you and she were kind of like schoolgirls together or something?
Yes. I mean, she was
your father stayed down in Tampa.
Yeah. She was a schoolgirl, and I guess I was a school. I thought I was really something when I went to college.
Where was the boys' school? The men's?
Gainesville.
So now the University of Florida, Gainesville, and the University of Florida, Tallahassee. Which is also the capital.
And Miami and Tampa and a couple of other places. Yeah, well,
St. Petersburg, Orlando.
Yeah, they did the same thing. They had them all over. But it was a woman's college when I was there.
So there were just women there.
And my first year, I wrote a play and a short story and some other things. I don't remember all the stuff I did write. And I got tapped for, I can never remember the damn letters. Beta, Delta, Chi, or Chi, Delta, Beta. It's a literary fraternity. And they came in at 6 o'clock one morning, and my big sister said to me, "You've been tapped to be in the fraternity, and we've never had a freshman that we chose before. But because you've done such a good job with your scholastic work, writing, we feel that you should have this honor."
You don't remember, well, let's see, the First World War was really just the first few years of your life, so you...
I remember selling poppies, and I remember going into the hospital and seeing men with their legs off and being in wheelchairs, hugging me because he hadn't been around kids. I had a damn hard time. I think that's the reason I felt the way I did about World War II. I said, if we ever had another one, I'd commit suicide to make a statement.
World War I was 1914.
14 to 18, and I can remember the false armistice. And I remember the true armistice. My mother and I were downtown shopping. Nothing ran. We had to walk home. The streetcar stopped. There was just blaring and screaming, and everybody was so excited. The war is over. The war is over. The war is over.
The war to end all wars.
The war to end all wars, which was the one for democracy.
They all won.
Yeah. My mother rolled bandages, and I went to the Red Cross, and I went to a nursery school. That was my first experience with a preschool. And then my mother went in for PTA work and sociology, and that's probably the reason I went into social work and